The hedge fund Alden Global Capital is known to strike fear in the hearts of journalists. It has a track record of buying up newspapers and slashing their newsrooms in search of profits. Today, shareholders at one of the largest remaining newspaper chains voted to sell to Alden. It's about to become the sole owner of Tribune Publishing, which includes Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, and many others. For more, we're joined by NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, welcome back.
Hey, Audie, thanks.
So the news here, the shareholders voted to sell. What do you know about how they reached that point?
Well, this was a company designed to be sold at some point. It was split off from its more profitable TV operations. Shareholders were offered what's called a premium, that is, more than what their shares were worth, before Alden said, hey, we want to buy the whole thing. And shareholders approved that. There was a little wrinkle today. The largest shareholder other than Alden is a guy named Patrick Soon-Shiong. He owns the LA Times. And his spokeswoman put out a statement saying he abstained from the vote, which sounded as though it might have blocked Alden from voting. Actually, what he did was not vote at all, and it essentially affirmatively gave Alden a pass. They got the company.
What did Alden have to say after the vote?
Well, Alden's president, Heath Freeman, says, they look forward to serving the communities with the public service mission of local news in the Tribune's markets, and that they hope to find a sustainable operating future for its newspapers. That, of course, is a reference to profit.
What happens next at the Chicago Tribune and other papers in this chain, given, you know, what we know about Alden's history?
Well, the phrase, you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst. I think mostly I'm hearing from a lot of folks at Tribune Properties, they're preparing for the worst. There are a lot of union activism has been stirred up in recent months as a result of Alden's bid. And so they're saying they're going to dig in. They've been activated, essentially, and they're going to fight significant costs. But, you know, Alden has a history of not just cutting newsrooms, but cutting it again and again and again, selling off whatever assets they can for the value, particularly real estate. There's not a lot of that left in the Tribune chain, but where there is, Alden's likely to identify that. I think that's a source of real concern, not only for journalists, but the communities they serve.
And by the way, this Maryland entrepreneur who's involved in this, can you give us the backstory?
Well, look, there's a guy named Stuart Bainum, a hotel magnate who tried to launch a rival bid. He originally was bidding for the Baltimore Sun part of the chain, and then he said he wanted the whole thing. He fell short because they couldn't get somebody to step forward in Chicago the way they did not only in Baltimore, but in markets like Allentown, PA, Hartford, and South Florida, places where people came forward with more of a sense of a public mission. Bainum says he's still going to try to get the Sun, and if he can't, he'd like to create a major digital startup, a new startup in Baltimore, to try to compete with the Sun if it remains owned by the folks at Alden themselves.
David, before I let you go, why does this matter in the grand scheme of things? I mean, aren't the days of kind of a lone, wealthy publisher long time over in the news business?
The news business has been severely hurting financially. But, you know, these papers are still profitable. They're making about a 10 to 13% profit margin. And even though greatly diminished, they hold people accountable. They look at public officials' records. They get them tossed out of office at times. They're able to check major corporate actors who are doing bad deeds. And if you don't have at least some sort of core, a critical mass of people, not only enough people, but given time to do reporting with a skill set to do it and editors that are sophisticated to help them do that reporting, it goes away. And we lose a sense not only of what people are doing in our name, but our sense of what our communities are like right around us. That's the threat.
That's NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you for this analysis.
You bet.